Hey everybody, this is Leigh-Erin and you're watching CMS TV.
Perfect. Show with I'm so bad, baby. I don't fucking care.
That's right. As it should be.
Exactly. What an icon, man. I'm glad I lived during this time and actually got to meet Lemmy at the most iconic places to meet Lemmy is the Rainbow.
Yeah. He's great. He was great, man. Miss him.
I do. I want to thank my good friend Bob Nalbandian for introducing me to Lemmy. So
Sir Bob, Sir Robert.
Yeah, I actually texted with Bob this week. I hadn't heard from him in a long time, and he hit me up out of the blue. So obviously he's been very busy with his projects and production and whatnot. But yeah. Bob, if you're listening, of course, you're always welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah, Bob's working on that top secret project.
Exactly. Exactly. Which we actually got a little piece of.
We just, do?
Yeah. You got it in an envelope, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, not that. You might not even know about the real top secret project. I'll tell you. Maybe you don't know this.
Maybe I don't.
But don't say it.
Well, you think I'm stupid? Now I know what you really think of me now. You're like hurting my feelings and stuff.
Yes.
No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Well, it sounds like it. All right, very cool. Well, good on him.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is. Good on him.
Yipper.
All right, very cool. All right, I sent you over something.
My email open.
There are some photos in there that go along with this story.
All right, let's see.
So not only do these gentlemen of Brokeback Mountain and the power of the dog like shoving things up their asses.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll get these pictures together here while
All right. So I'll start the story here.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
A Brazilian man who did not act in Power of the Dog or Brokeback Mountain.
But could have.
He could have.
He seems like he was ready for the part.
He was. He was practicing for the part. That was his audition. He was auditioning in his home to possibly try to act in these movies.
Well, I say after this viewing that I'm doing now, give him a role.
Yeah. So I don't know what Sam Elliott would say about this.
Probably not anything nice.
Yeah. Well, I think he's learned his lesson, and he'd probably say, "Hey, man, you do you,
you Brazilian,
you Brazilian degenerate."
Yeah. You know, I don't really understand the Brazilian customs, but if it's okay over there, it's okay over here. That's what okay I say. I say, fine, do you, bro.
Yeah, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
That's right.
Even if it's shoving up a 4-pound dumbbell up your ass. A Brazilian man had to undergo emergency surgery after reportedly shoving a dumbbell up his ass during an ill-advised attempt at self-gratification. A case study detailing the exercise in stupidity was published last week in the International Journal of Surgery Case Reports. The unidentified 54-year-old patient had reportedly went to the hospital in the city of Manassas after failing to extract a 4.4-pound metal weight from his rectum for 2 days after inserting it there. Now, how did he get that all the way up in there? And the whole thing is, why, if he was even doing this, which obviously he did, why did he have to stick the whole fucking thing up in there?
Was his name Bend Over Cumberpatch? Just asking.
I mean, if he was trying to get some kind of thrill from that, why did he have to stick the entire thing up his ass?
Gotta see how deep you can go.
And the thing is 4.5 pounds, you don't think that would try to extract itself? That's a lot of weight concentrated in a bar.
Oh, for God's sakes, Neely, we've all taken shits that big.
4.5 pounds?
4.5 pound shit.
After failing to extract the 4.4 pound metal weight from his rectum for 2 days after inserting it there, he experienced a variety.
Wait a minute. He left it there for 2 days? He
couldn't get it out.
I would never let this happen to me in the first place.
Right, of course.
But say there was this wild gym accident and it happened. Right. I don't think I'm waiting 2 fucking minutes before I'm going to the hospital.
No, that's the whole thing. It's the whole embarrassment. It's just like, oh, I'm going to try to get this out. But, you know, now I'm at the point to where I'm at the mercy of having to go to the hospital now.
How are you waiting to get it out? You trying to take a shit?
Well, maybe, or he's trying to figure out a way of getting his fingers up in there and pulling it out of there or something.
Right.
But Jesus, I mean, look at the size of that thing. Sure. And how did you sit down or even bend or whatever with this steel bar stuck up your ass?
I don't know. I just got a text from John Drake. That's a perfect 7 dump.
I don't think perfect 7 would even fix that mess. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. Yikes.
But 4.5 pounds of steel bar up your ass.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
And like I said, even if he was using it for, as they say in the report, self-gratification, why'd you have to stick the entire thing up in there?
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure, but he did apparently.
Yeah. He experienced a variety of symptoms following his sexercise, including cramping, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and small volume, and even constipation per the study. Yeah, constipation. I can't shit out a steel bar.
Yeah, somehow I can't take a dump around this fucking pole I jammed in my ass.
What the fuck? After an initial anal examination failed to reveal anything, doctors decided to scan the region with an x-ray. They discovered an 8-inch long dumbbell lodged into the intersection of the colon and the rectum like a cumbersome sex toy.
Right.
Or what, a cummerbund sex toy?
Yeah, Cumberpatch.
Cumberpatch sex toy.
That's right.
I wonder if he'll be featured in What's Her Name's movie.
It probably will. Campion.
Yeah, Campion. Can I be in the next Campion movie? I put a dumbbell up my ass like a dumbbell.
You're hired.
Yeah, exactly. I encourage that kind of a thing.
That's right.
Could you wear chaps while you do it?
Sure.
While the patient was reportedly uncooperative during the procedure, he was uncooperative?
Man, you better be cooperating with everything you got. You better be as nice as you possibly can.
During the procedures, doctors said the infiltration was of a sexual nature. Mm-hmm. Either way, they will have to act fast to prevent the burn bell from causing anal perforation or any other severe injury.
Yeah.
What's a burn bell?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call that?
I don't have experience in this area, Neely. I don't know.
Unfortunately, surgeons had a difficult time removing the makeshift dildo from his asshole.
There's nothing makeshift about it. It wasn't supposed to be a dildo. He jammed a weight up his ass. The makeshift dildo. They're acting like he fucking crafted this or something.
Right, right.
Guy was in the gym and said, hey, that'd fit up my ass.
Right.
Let me jam this fucker up my pooper.
They initially attempted to use tweezers to lift the weight out.
Tweezers?
Yeah.
I want to fucking wedge the jaw of life up this guy's asshole. Tweezers.
To lift the weight out of the pleasure seeker who was sedated but couldn't get a grasp on it. Left no other recourse. The team opted for manual extraction, which involved the surgeon reaching in with their forearm and yanking out the foreign body like a backed up steer.
Jesus. I was going to say just like a cow having a breech calf or something.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
We got to go in there and get that thing.
They probably had to slice his colon like in the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, like how the pods opened up.
Well, I don't know if they had to slice him open, but they might have had to fist him. You know, they had to work their hand in there a little at a time. You know, they had to lube up their hand and just sort of like start stretching it, moving it, working their hand in there.
Good Lord. This is just disgustingly brutal. My God.
This is why I saved this for the last hour of the show.
Wow. All right.
For those of you who are still hanging on with us on this Easter Sunday morning, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord, we're celebrating the erection and the extraction of a heavy dumbbell out of some guy's asshole.
Yeah, he has risen right out of his ass. Jesus.
Right. Yeet. Right. Thankfully, the operation was successful and the lucky fellow was discharged after 3 days sans any complications.
Jesus, can you imagine the shit the guy took after this, after being backed up for 2 days by a lead pipe?
Right.
Holy cow.
The case study reports that the retained rectal objects generally affect males between the ages of 20 and 40 years old. So this guy was already 13 years out of his zone for sticking dumbbells up your ass.
He's an adventure seeker, Neely.
Apparently so. And while the condition is still exceedingly rare, there's been an uptick in thrill seekers putting junk in their assholes.
Well, okay.
Thrill seekers. Yeah. In March, doctors diagnosed a Tunisian woman with a urinary tract infection, only to discover that she had a shot glass lodged in her bladder.
Wow.
She had reportedly used the drinking vessel as a sex toy 4 years ago and didn't get it checked out until much later.
4 years?
She had a shot glass up her twat. For four years. Yes.
And she never had a guy banging her that was like, man, that's awful fucking stiff out the back.
Well, it's kind of, I keep bottoming out. What's the problem here? Well, I got a shot glass up my twat.
Yeah, you know, there's bottoming out. I mean, you can bottom out on a chick and you sort of feel the fucking, I don't know, the back wall kind of gives a little.
Right.
There's no giving a shot glass.
Nope.
Wouldn't you feel like you're hitting fucking stone?
Yeah, you're hitting a wall.
Yeah. I mean, you'd feel like you're hitting a real wall.
Exactly.
She must fuck guys with small dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Purposely, so they can't feel the fucking shot glass in there.
Or where she doesn't bang guys at all. That's why she's got a shot glass up her twat.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Why would you do a shot glass of all things?
I don't know. Stretches it out.
Did she put it on the end of a broom handle and jam that fucker up there? I mean, how do you get it up there? A shot glass. How do you get a shot glass past the lips?
I don't know. She had it probably inverted. She probably put the bottom end in first because it sort of like, you know, branches out.
I'm going to think that she set the shot glass on the top of a plunger and plunged it onto the floor so it would stick and then sat right down on that motherfucker. Shot glass. Wedge that fucker up in there.
There's so many sites out there with all kinds of, you know, penetration toys. It's just like, why are you using dumbbells and shot glasses?
And there's one thing if you're using a glass dildo,
right?
Because it's thick and full, but a shot. What if that fucker, if you're wedging a shot glass up your pooter, how the fuck are you not afraid of that glass getting broken and slicing it to shit?
Yeah, shattered.
Oh, my God.
Guess you're in the moment.
I guess.
All right.
What moment are you in that you're jamming fucking glassware?
I just need to have something stuck up in there.
What can I put in my pussy? I know, some glassware. Yeah.
Well, I'm doing shots. I'm drinking Jaeger.
Yeah.
I'm horny as fuck. Maybe I could just jam the shot glass up my twat.
Yeah, let me jam that fucker. Oh, I can't get it out. Okay, well, let's move on. No.
Well, she didn't get to that point. She passed out before she could get it out. And then she forgot she put it up in there.
How big is her pussy that she didn't wake up the next morning and go, man, something ain't quite right up in here. or I don't know, for the next 1,200 days that it was jammed in her.
Yeah.
What kind of mold and goo was on that fucking shot glass when they pulled it out?
Who knows?
That had to be filthy. How filthy must that glass have been? Jesus. Yeah. Can you imagine? I wonder if she threw the glass out or she just threw it in the dishwasher and then used it again.
No, well, the doctors had to get it out of there.
But they don't give it back. It's her property.
Who knows?
You'd think they'd give it back.
Em, we extracted the shot glass out of your twat. What do you got to say about that?
Nothing. But it's part of a collection. Can I have it back?
Yeah, it's been up there for 4 years. I was preserving it.
Yeah, things weren't working when there was seven on the... Now I got my eighth glass back.
Right. I was wondering where that went.
Jeez, how did I lose that? The fuck?
All right.
Wow.
A woman who reportedly suffers from sexsomnia.
Oh, sexsomnia. Okay.
Sexsomnia has revealed how the condition can lead to some embarrassingly overnight visits.
Okay.
The largely unknown condition is akin, even though it's spelled like your last name, A-K-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
To sleepwalking, but involves sex acts.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining as a rare type of parasomnia, the sexsomnia sleep disorder can result in a variety of behaviors. People with the condition have been known to masturbate, make sexual vocalizations, touch a partner, and even experience spontaneous orgasm while sleeping. Some even initiate intercourse with a partner. In a study conducted in 2017, only 17 cases were reported out of 16,000 studied patients. That same study also found that in 47% of patients, there was a history of sleepwalking and or night tremors.
Mm.
Most people suffering from the condition won't remember anything that they did or said during the night upon waking up, including sticking shot glasses. Up
their butt, right?
Or putting dumbbells in their asshole.
Right, sure.
Some sex...
It's part of the condition, Neely. It's part of the condition.
Some sexsomniacs might also wake up feeling confused.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just put a dumbbell up my asshole? I don't know.
This sounds like an excuse for chicks that wake up next to some fucking horrible guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I just have sexsomnia.
Yeah, I agree. One woman, Morgan Mandroda, I guess that's her name, told Well and Good that she had an episode at a friend's house and had no idea anything had occurred. While staying with a friend, Mandroda was moaning so loudly in her sleep, it woke her friend's entire family, leading them to believe Mandroda and her friend were having sex. Woke up the next day with no clue anything had occurred. It wasn't until the next evening when her friend texted her that Mandroda had any idea she had been making noises.
Noises.
Yeah, research indicates that a variety of factors have contributed to the condition, including stress, lack of sleep, and even exhaustion.
Mm.
Some sexsomniacs experience the effects of the disorder more than others. Mandroda, for example, said that she wakes up masturbating a few times each month.
Yeah, so do I.
So she wakes up flicking the bean.
Yeah. Who doesn't wake up to a good jack every now and again?
Do you wake up while you're jacking?
I don't think I ever stop.
Well, the condition is incredibly rare. It can be managed. Why would you want to manage that?
Open, enjoy it.
Exactly. Open communication is essential, as consent can become an issue for partners of sexsomniacs.
Some partners, by the way, that's a picture of Morgan Mandrota, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, she looks like she banged typo negative or something.
Yeah, so I was going to say she looks like Peter Steele's sister.
Exactly.
It's Petra Steele.
There you go. See, great minds think alike. There you go. Some partners may need to sleep in separate beds or rooms depending upon the frequency of the sexsomniac experiences. Therapy is another option for helping to manage the disorder. In some cases, medication can help, especially if there's an underlying issue. If you're concerned or are experiencing symptoms of sexsomnia, talk to your doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. Doctor, I wake up and I got my fingers on my bean. And I'm, flicking the bean, and I wake up and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? And I realize what I'm doing.
How is this different than waking up with morning wood and fucking working it out?
Well, you're doing it before you wake up.
Well, believe me, if I had that skill, I would. Fuck yeah.
I mean, you wake up to the fact that you're flicking your bean or rubbing one out.
I mean, I guess that'd be kind of gross. You wake up, your fucking bed's all wet and sticky and shit. And like, what the fuck happened? I guess that could be a little off-putting, but
yeah,
just doesn't sound like a condition to be very worried about.
It sounds like something that maybe some guys would probably say, yeah, I wish my chick had that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, my chick doesn't, you know, now that we're together and we're like a solid couple and stuff, she doesn't put out anymore.
Yeah.
But I might wake up and she might be riding my dick.
Sounds like the perfect condition for a chick that doesn't really like giving blowjobs.
Exactly.
Just give it to me when you're sleeping and don't remember. It's fine. I'm not going to complain.
Right.
I won't even remind you that you did it.
Sure.
My mouth tastes funny. Did I suck your dick? No, honey, not at all. Here's some scope.
That's the one thing that I often wonder about. Mm-hmm. You know, when you keep chicks at bay,
mm-hmm.
and if you're in any kind of a quote unquote relationship with them,
yeah.
And you keep it separate. They have their own place. You have your own place and you hook up. Sex is great. But the minute you move them in or you're together on a normal basis, all that just kind of goes away after, you know, a while.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why would you do that?
As a chick or as a dude? No, or what? As a
dude. It's just like it goes away because once they've landed their place in your house or whatever, that's over. It's over. Yeah. You might get it once a week, maybe a couple of times a month, but that part of it, it's over.
Well, it's because the chick knows that she doesn't have to anymore. The chick wants to keep the dude. She knows that dick has to be drained every once in a while. Once you fucking put a ring on it, then it's fucking, then she don't have to do shit.
Yeah.
And then you got to buy her a goddamn car to get your dick sucked.
And that's the whole thing. It's just like, then they wonder why dudes are quote unquote unfaithful.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's just like, okay, I'm involved. I got a chick. She might give it up two, maybe three times a month. And it's like, you know, when we got together, we were banging five times a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, it's for a lot of reasons. I mean, dudes and chicks both get that fucking dumb thought in their head that all of a sudden it's not just fucking anymore. That's mm-hmm. that's rule number one. That is an absolute disaster that happens when it stops being fucking and starts being making love, or starts being, you know, part of the relationship. You're fucking doomed.
Yeah,
you're doomed. But it happens. It guys do it and girls do it, and it's mostly women that do it, but dudes do it too. And it's fucking it's just sad. Why can't you have a wife that you just want to fucking bang the living piss out of? You know, why can't you want to fucking bang her head off the fucking headboard? You know, I mean, just literally grab her, leave grab marks in her ass from fucking gripping it so hard. I mean, right. You know, I mean, fuck them. You know, I mean, you got to separate sex from relationship.
I agree. I agree with that.
And that's where most fail.
I know. I get it. Trust me. I get it.
But that's the core reason why all the stuff we're talking about ends, because no longer is it, you know, what'd be fun if you sucked my dick right now. It's no longer that. It's are we done? Are we done with dinner? Can we go to sleep? Oh, well, first you got to suck my dick. Oh, all right, here I go. You know, that's how it fucking goes. It's work. It's part of the work day now, instead of just being, we just got to have some fucking fun.
Right.
You know, now it's conditional. Now it's always conditional. What did you do for me, husband? Okay, you've earned that blowjob, or you've earned that sex, or, you know, you've earned the opportunity to look at porn with me, or what, you know, it's all earned shit, you know, and that's both sides. I'm not going to say that it's all only guys that have that happen to them. Sometimes guys are that way, but it always is that way.
I know. Trust me. I've had a share. I can attest to that.
People should always treat sex, maybe it's just me in my own head, I've said this a million times, people should always treat sex like baseball. It's just something you fucking do for fun.
It's just an activity.
It's going to the movies, it's watching a baseball, it's going to the baseball game, it's going to the football game, it's going to the concert.
Right.
It has zero value more than that.
Right.
And you should treat it like that. Date night could just be, you know, fucking banging for 2 hours. That's fine. That's just as good, but not better than going out and having a nice dinner and maybe, you know, going and catching a movie or something. It's no better or worse. This holy grail, because it's pussy, that's not fucking holy. It's not that holy.
Yeah.
When you were 19 and you hadn't had enough pussy, then it was fucking great. Once you got to 30 years old or whatever, it's like, all right, whatever. This is just fucking something we're doing.
Right.
The best pussy I ever got from the old lady was at halftime at the football game. Cause it fucking, honestly, because by that point the marriage was fucking stale.
Right.
But at least it was something better than commercials.
Sure.
And in my head, that's all it was. Right. Something better than commercials and the halftime show.
Yeah. It was just a break from the action.
No, it was a break from the fucking boring part. What am I going to do now? Well, I can get up and make some wings at halftime, or I can go get my dick sucked.
Oh, right.
Well, wings, dick sucked, wings. Well, I'll go with the dick sucked.
It's like, well, I am hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I could use some hot wings, but then again, I'm kind of a little horny too. I could use my balls drained.
Exactly. Fuck it. All right. Well, you'll suck my cock. Let's go.
I'll get my balls drained, then I'll go make some wings.
Yeah.
Then I'll have the best of both worlds, as Sammy Hagar would say.
That's right. That's right. I might miss the second half kickoff, but so what? I got a twofer. I got wings and head.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right. This is a man's world in my house.
That's right. Should be.
All right. One last story and we'll cut out of here.
All right.
A woman faces a charge of attempted murder. Ooh. After police said she stabbed a man several times for refusing to pay for sex.
Oh, for refusing to pay for sex.
Right. The Las Vegas Metro Police officer said that they were called to the Venetian Hotel, which I've stayed at on a couple of occasions.
Okay.
Very nice place. Very good property. At around 3:30 a.m. on Friday for a reported of a stabbing. Security officers at the casino had called 911 saying someone had been stabbed in a hotel room.
Okay.
Hotel security responded to the room, finding Valerie Villanova, 23. That's Valerie, VILLANEUEVA, 23, in a stairwell. Police said she was covered in blood.
Okay.
Did you get that all?
I got the spelling, but I'm not finding her.
Yeah. Valerie Villanueva.
Yeah. Villanueva. Yeah.
Yeah. Villanueva. Yeah. 23. Yeah. Sounds like a Mexican illegal.
No pictures.
All right. Police.
Do you have a picture of her?
I don't have a picture.
Yeah. There's no pictures.
Online. All right. Police later spoke with the victim, who was being treated for the injuries at the local hospital. The victim told police he had met Villanueva near the slot machine. Met her near the slot machines.
It's a good place to meet him.
In the hotel's casino earlier in the evening, Villanueva asked him if he wanted any company. I guess if you watched Rain Man, you would kind of understand that. Question. Police wrote in an arrest report they agreed to go up to his room together. Once inside the room, they had consensual sex.
Okay.
What do you think that consisted of? Did she suck his dick like a unwilling wife? Or
she consented to fuck him. He consented to giving her money. That's the consent they had.
All right. After having sex, Villanueva reportedly asked the victim if he was going to quote unquote tip her.
Okay.
The victim responded.
For that head? Fuck no.
Chris Aiken responded. Right. For what?
For doing your job?
Right.
What'd you think you were here for?
Villanueva then began going through the victim's pockets. How did she do that?
Because they were on the floor, probably.
And fighting to get his pants in an attempt to find the money. I can't even imagine picking up some chick off of a gambling floor and go, yeah, why don't you come up to my room? Let's fuck. And then she gets all pissed off. God knows what kind of armament she might have, whether she's got a blade or some kind of a knife or a gun or whatever.
Right.
And she's just like, give me all your money, fucker.
Well, first of all, this guy is obviously inexperienced at this.
Yeah, well, he's a tourist.
Yeah, I mean, the first rule of hookers is you make the payment up front. That's the first rule of hookers. The second rule of hookers, you know what you're willing to spend, and that is all you have in your pocket. Those are the two main rules of banging hookers. If you're willing to spend, let's say $300. Where is this, California?
No, this is Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. So let's say $300.
Okay.
If you're willing to spend $300 on a hooker, I don't know what this girl looks like, but if she's decent, $300 sounds about right.
Okay.
If you're willing to spend $300, you don't go to the room with $700 in your pocket. You go to the room with maybe $350 in your pocket.
Yeah, or you figure out a way to cleverly hide the rest.
Put it in your shoe or somewhere else. You do not keep it in your wallet. You do not keep it in your pocket. You give her the $300, and you make sure that she sees that you're literally doing that thing where you reach into your wallet and pull everything out.
Yeah, but so you empty your wallet.
Yeah. So she sees that's all there is. There is no more.
Right.
You make sure she sees that and you hand it to her in advance. You do not wait and then say, because then you get into the whole thing of, well, we said 500 and you don't know. Transact, then fuck. Oh, somebody found me the picture. Thank you, Phil.
Of course, Phil, who isn't even in this country, he found the picture.
I mean, Phil's probably looking to hire her.
No, Phil probably banked this chick.
He may have. Holy shit. Holy smokes.
Oh, man. I've been to Vegas many, many, many times. I live 3 hours south of Vegas. And, sure. And you know, I've never hired a hooker or whatever. I know they exist. I've seen them many times. Mm-hmm. But holy shit, you just don't go to a casino and go, hey, you want a date? And you go, yeah, let's go to my room.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah, sure. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Although I'm pretty sure the chick that I banged in Atlantic City, I'm pretty sure she was a hooker that just took pity on me.
That was a are you saying it was a pity fuck?
I think it was, because literally I asked her at the, this scenario is very close to what I did. Honestly, it's when I hooked up with this chick, it was, I was walking around the machines, just talking to chicks. It was like 2 a.m, 3 a.m, that's whatever early. Time it was.
Ooh, yikes.
And I was walking up to any chick that was in there by herself.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, I was putting money in their fucking, because Ed had given me this black card.
Right.
So
right.
I had unlimited funds. So sure. I was like, oh, you know, I'd sit there and, oh, you play in fucking slot, whatever, you know, and I'd be like, here, let me put $50 in your fucking thing. Slide the card, put $50 in her thing. And then I was just seeing if I had any game. So I was like, hey, you want to go, you know, wanna go back up to the room? And the one chick said, yeah. And I would swear she was a fucking hooker.
Oh,
but I didn't know. I was just like, hey, whatever. And then she just banged me. I was like, all right, cool. Boy.
This chick, she's like a gang chick.
Come on. Why? Because she's Mexican? You racist?
No, because of the tattoo.
That's her man.
Is that what? Holy shit.
That's her man's insignia.
So she went through this guy's pocket. He stated it happened very fast and he was confused due to how fast everything was happening. Police said that they later found $345 in Villanueva's bra. Mm-hmm. No money was left in the victim's pants. The
right. Police said. So maybe this guy did do it by my rules. His numbers are pretty close.
Right, 345.
I said 350 with the tip.
Right. Villanueva's faces charges of attempted murder, robbery, and battery.
Yeah.
Judge Joseph ordered her to be held without bail. A bail hearing was scheduled for Thursday.
Mm. Holy Judge Aiken says innocent.
Well, we're going to do some Judge Aiken next week.
All right, that's fine.
I've got a few stories kind of built up here, so we need to do some Judge Aiken. I don't think we've done any Judge Aiken at all in 2022.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. I know Judge Aiken would have found her innocent and him guilty. Oh, jeez. What is he doing? He should have fucking transacted before fucking.
Right.
That is a guilty. That's like an automatic. That's like somebody that admits to a murder.
Exactly.
You don't let them off scot-free. This is the same thing. This is not knowing your whore etiquette. You gotta know your whores better than that.
Exactly. All right, I'm gonna give you a choice. We can end the show here, or we can do one more story based on Easter.
I will do one more. I'm a full pot of coffee on. I'm good.
All right. One last story. A raunchy lesbian nun thriller based on a true story that features the Virgin Mary sex toy is slammed.
All right, stop. And you're going to have to reread that, man. I was getting my Bible verse ready for fucking my Easter story, and you hit me with all kinds of non-Eastery things.
Well, it's sort of relates.
All right.
Raunchy lesbian nun thriller based on a true story that features a Virgin Mary sex toy is slammed by Catholic groups as it opens up on Good Friday.
I can't imagine why. Jeez, why would they have a problem with that?
All right. Lesbian nun thriller, Benedetta, that's B-E-N-E-D-E-T-T-A. I think that's how you say that, Benedetta.
All right.
Which features a Virgin Mary sex toy, has been hit by backlash from Catholic groups who have labeled it as appalling and blasphemous as it opens in the UK and Ireland on Easter weekend.
Would you just get over yourselves? Who gives a shit? Don't go see it. What difference does it make?
Well, the film, based on the real life story of the 17th century nun Brunetta Carlini, who was imprisoned for having a sexual relationship with a fellow sister in a Tuscan nunnery.
What's wrong with that?
Well, she liked to eat the box.
Yeah. And there's plenty of it to have in that nunnery.
Exactly. It garnered headlines when it premiered at a film festival in the U.S. last year and is now opening in the U.K., to mixed reviews from critics who say it will have viewers blushing into their popcorn.
Oh my God. How can they get away with this?
The Daily Mail, Brian Viner, wrote that it veers between soft porn and carry on up the nunnery. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Religious groups have condemned the film's release. In Ireland, Catholics have been left enraged by the particularly scene, which features a statue of the Virgin Mary being used as a sex toy.
That's what bugged them.
Well, was it The Exorcist where she was fucking her twat with a cross and say, fuck me, Jesus, fuck me, Jesus?
I think so. I'm sure they had problems with that too, right?
Well, yeah, but that was what, 1974?
Yeah.
That was almost 50 years ago.
It's always fascinating to me that an organization who's most known for having their priest fuck kids gets offended by these kind of things. You know, there's how many examples of priests fucking kids?
Yeah.
Thousands, right?
It's endless, really.
It's endless. But they're worried about their symbolism being offended. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Right. Speaking to RTE's live objector, John O'Donovan said, there is an attack on the Christians and Catholicism around the world. And earlier in the week, Damian Murphy, who is a spokesman for the Irish Society for the Christian Civilization, said, the movie is a fraud and nothing more than a blatant attack on Catholicism. Faith. Yeah, Catholic faith. There is no way that a director would depict Muhammad acting as a sexual manner. That's because the people who believe in Muhammad will walk into your place and detonate a bomb.
Or fucking cut your head off or something.
They'll walk into a marketplace and detonate a bomb.
Yeah, if there were more passionate Christians like that, people would shut the fuck up about Christianity.
Yeah, they don't want somebody walking into a Catholic church and, you know, setting off a bomb.
Yeah.
There is not one director in Hollywood or Europe who would dare mock Muhammad or the Jewish faith. It just wouldn't happen. Well, Jews are mocked all the time.
All the time, yeah.
It happens all the time. The only reason Islam is not mocked is because those people are radicals and they will bomb your house or bomb your, you know, marketplace, yeah, or whatever. They will detonate a bomb.
Yeah. Look, this is the example that this fucking tool bag is using is totally ridiculous.
I agree.
Let's take it out of religion for a minute. Let's go back to the, I don't know. Let's go to the 70s. You would not be in the streets of New York City saying, hey, fuck John Gotti.
No.
In the 70s.
No.
Why is that?
Mostly the 80s. Mostly the
80s, but.
Yeah.
But even in the 70s when he was up and coming.
Right.
Or even in the 80s, you wouldn't be like, fuck Sammy the Bull. He's a pussy. Yeah. You wouldn't say that. You know why? Because you'd end up fucking dead.
Exactly.
That's the exact same. That's the logic that he's trying to use here. You know, look, if there was some ridiculous Christian coalition that was out there killing anybody that didn't fucking support Jesus. Well, there used to be. They were called the Romans back in the fucking days.
Were called the they were called the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
They would go around and slaughter you for questioning your Catholicism or your Christianity.
Yeah. They land in a place, find out that you didn't have a church that was respecting God, they'd slaughter your ass.
Well, I mean, Monty Python back in the late 60s, early in the 70s, they even did a skit called No One Questions the Spanish Inquisition.
That's right.
That's the whole thing. It's just like, well, you know, you question us or you dare, you know, talk against us. We'll, you know, detonate a bomb in your, in your organization.
The reason nobody does it against the Muslim faith or the Muslim people or Muhammad or whatever is they don't fit. Their job isn't worth potentially dying over.
Exactly.
But you're not going to die goofing on the church because on the Catholic Church, because Catholicism is made up by a bunch of pussies that don't really care.
But again, you know, aside from the Boone Dog Saints.
Yeah.
You've seen that movie, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's not people blowing up toilets and dropping you out of buildings.
No. Well, dude, I've
defend the Christian faith.
I'll just say it the way I used to say it when Georgetta used to try and drag me to fucking church. I would never go because it's just a bunch of phonies and frauds that go to fucking Christian like churches, be it Catholics or, you know, base faith Christian churches or, you know, Lutheran churches, all of it. It's just a bunch of fucking phonies for the absolute largest part. And it used to drive me crazy. I'd go to Georgetta's church with her and all of the fucking quote unquote deacons of the church, most of them smelled like booze. they'd be collecting money in the plate and passing around the little wine tray and the fucking bread tray. And they would be like half drunk.
Yeah.
Cause they were out partying. I used to call them fucking Sunday morning Christians.
Yeah, of course. Well, what I remember, you know, over a decade ago, come Easter, you know, Easter morning or whatever, we would get off the show here and, you know, because you were trying to make nice with the wife. Mm-hmm. You would volunteer to drive the bus or the van to go pick up people for the sunrise service.
Sure did.
You know, and you did what you could to try to keep peace in the house and you know, placate her and, you know, show that you were trying to be on board and, you know, all these other things. And you would say, well, I'm not going to go to bed tonight, dude. It's 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to be up at 5 anyway, because I got to go round people and take them to the sunrise for 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to go to bed.
Yeah. And I wouldn't. Just toughed it out.
Of course.
And then I'd sit there in the pews and listen to the bullshit and be like, oh yeah, let me tell you about Jesus in the boat. And let me show you how I have a boat. Jesus had a boat. Oh, shut up. Just get to it. Let's go. The worst was always Catholic church, though, for me. My grandmother was my grandmother and grandfather, hardcore Catholics. And they were the Wednesday, Saturday, Sundayers.
Right.
They'd go on Wednesdays, Saturday, early service Saturday, and morning service Sunday. It wasn't enough that you did fucking 5:30 to 6:30 on Saturday. Then you had to turn around and be a 10 a.m. service on Sunday to get more of it. And it was all a fucking play.
Right.
That's the worst part about Catholicism to me, is that it's phony. It's a fucking play. It's not, there's like 10 minutes of sermon and 30 minutes of rehearsed shit.
Yeah.
The Lord be with you and also with you. Praise be to God and also with you. It's fucking, it's a joke. It's a fucking play. And then in the middle, he's like, a reading from the book of Ezekiel.
Right.
And now let's collect the money.
Right.
Let's get to why you're really here, to pay us. and we'll have the guy walk down the aisle with the smoke thing. the smoke thing that they swing around.
The smoking purse.
Yeah, that fucking smoke thing. Fill the whole room up with smoke.
Yeah, I got the incense purse.
Now, this is the smoke of the Lord.
Oh, right.
Get the fuck out of here. Let me drink more of that fucking wine. Just hand me the bottle, not the shot glass.
Right.
Fuck you. Get out of here with your fucking church.
Man of Shovitz.
Yeah. Suck my dick, church. That's my Easter message to you.
The group also launched a petition against the film's release, labeling it as an insult to the release of the film on Good Friday. It has drawn more than 13,000 signatures. The petition states, I strongly oppose and condemn your distribution and the promotion of Paul Verhoeven's film Vendetta. It offends God and countless Catholics all over the world. And the petition claims that the movie is blasphemous, featuring several Jesus on none intense makeouts and a
blah, 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 blah. Simple way to not to make it go away. Don't support it.
Right. A statuette of Mary Most Holly used as a sex toy and voyeuristic lesbian nuns and pornography.
Oh, so terrible.
But in 2021, the Verhoeven hit back at critics. I don't really understand how he can really blaspheme about something that happened even in 1625. You cannot get, you cannot change history, you cannot change things that happen, and I based it on things that happened, so I think the word blasphemy in this case is just stupid.
How about this, Paul? How about you just tell them to go fuck themselves?
Right.
Don't make an excuse that they can pick apart and pick your words apart and tell you why you're fucking wrong. Here's your answer. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't go.
Go watch the Left Behind movies, you dicks.
Exactly. Well, again, I think Lips would approve of this. This doesn't agree with my ideology and my philosophy, so it should be banned. It
should be banned, yeah.
Yep. Should never be seen because I don't like it, and you shouldn't either.
Playing guitar with a dildo, good.
Exactly.
Watching a movie with a dildo, bad.
Yes.
Sincerely, Lips.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up another show here on the Classic Metal Show. We appreciate everybody who's tuned in, hung out with us, participated in the chat room, subscribed to the locals page, all that fun shit.
All the goodies.
And hope you enjoyed the show. Of course, Chris and I don't, you know, often dole out our unique brilliance on a daily basis, but you guys get it here on Saturday for free.
That's right. Well, you do for free on tonight. If you're here, on Saturday, you do.
Yeah. All right. So what's the plan for tomorrow? Anything planned at all, or is it just another Sunday for you?
Big doubleheader of the USFL.
See, you're all in on the USFL Football League.
I absolutely will be. My team, the Philadelphia Stars, will be making their debut tomorrow.
Is that your team?
That's my team, Philly Stars.
Is that your team from Birmingham?
Well, they're all from Birmingham, so that is my team, the Philadelphia Stars.
All right.
I will.
And why that team? Is that just a random pick or...
me and Toomey are talking about doing a USFL sports show.
Okay.
And we both had to pick a team. So I picked their team. That was no real reason. There's no reason to pick any of them. None of them are even from.
Well,
even
that's own. I'm just trying to find out if there was any particular reason why you chose that one.
No, none at all. Literally, none. It was like,
boom. All right, I'll just
Philadelphia Stars.
All right, that's my team now. Right there.
Yeah, I didn't even look at rosters. I just said, okay, that's my team.
All right, that's but fair that's, enough. I mean, you know,
I'm looking forward to a little bit of USFL with my Philly Stars. They'll be playing tomorrow, as well as some Padres baseball.
All right.
Just learning new teams left and right tomorrow.
Look at that.
That's all I'm doing.
So you're gonna watch this knockoff football league?
I am.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
It's better than anything else that's on TV.
I suppose.
You know, my other option is what, the NBA? Fuck that.
I have no idea.
I think they're in their playoffs now. So
I'm just so disengaged with all that. I just don't know what's going on out there or how it's going on or anything.
Yeah. I'm trying to be, so I miss my sports. I ain't gonna lie. I do miss sports a lot, and there's only so much UFC that you can watch before it's just another guy beating on another guy.
Okay.
You know, it kind of all blurs together. So I need a sports team, but I don't want to watch, like, I don't know. I'm not going to watch the fucking Guardians. I'm never going to watch that.
Okay.
I'm not going to watch the fucking Cavaliers. I don't know if they're in the playoffs or not, but if they are, I'm not watching that. So I'm going to pick new teams. I'm going to find new teams to watch.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I mean, you got to have your convictions, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's all I'm doing tomorrow is a little bit of that. And I don't know. I got work to do. I gotta write the tweets for the babies for this week.
All right.
That's about the extent of my horrible existence.
All right. Yeah, it's not a horrible existence. It's an existence you made for yourself.
Yeah. What are you doing? Anything?
Nope. Not a thing. I'll probably just do a little chores around the house. If it's nice enough, I'll get outside and hit the track a little bit, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's something I got to do tomorrow. Maybe I got this bench that I bought. I got to put together I've literally bought furniture to go sit outside and work from outside this spring. I have a table, I have some chairs, and I have this bench that I've bought all this stuff, but now I got to put it together so that I can go and fucking work outside, because I plan on really, really working outside as much as I can this year. I'm sick of being in the fucking house.
I don't blame you.
And since I have that kind of job, I'm going to do it.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We will be back next Saturday. Happy Easter to all those who celebrate Easter and all that good shit. And yep. I'm going to pick the closing track of the night.
Have at it.
I'm going to pick some docking, of course. I'm going to leave you with the Sign of the Times.
Perfect.
So until next Saturday night, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Egan.
We'll see you.
Bye, kids.
In the ever-evolving world of music, artists need to reach their audience faster than ever before. Introducing Too Immersive For You, the Emmy-nominated pioneers in viewership experience. We've revolutionized the way music artists share their material with the world. Our groundbreaking AI engine generates stunning visuals that bring your music to life. Imagine having your own personalized music video, perfectly synchronized to your unique sound in a matter of hours, not weeks. With Too Immersive For You, it's now a reality. Get ready to unlock a new dimension of music visualization. Too Immersive for You, where music meets immersive visuals. Contact us now to discover how Too Immersive for You can elevate your music to new heights. www.musicvideoai.net.